Here on my computer, my house. So I think we'll go ahead and get started today. I know it's going to be a bit of a short meeting.
Hey Chase, I'm sorry. Before we start, someone has some blowing going on. I don't know what that sound is. It's really, really loud, and I can't hear anything.
Thanks, Steve. I was actually just going to say, I wonder if it might be your phone or if somebody's in a vehicle. When you started to speak, Darla, that sound started to come back. So my apologies if it's not you. It just was time.
Oh, yeah. No, my phone's muted.
Oh, okay. My guess is that sounds like there's either someone who maybe is calling in from Layton, has planes flying overhead, or is in a car. But we can... That is very loud for those of us on the other side of that. So we're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. And first thing I need to do is to read the anchor location determination. So as we've been doing in accordance with Utah Code 52-4-207-4, as chair of the Title and Escrow Commission, I, Chase Phillips, determined that holding a meeting at an anchor location presents a substantial risk to the health and safety of those who may be present at the anchor location due to the current COVID-19 pandemic. Pursuant to Utah Code 52-4-2075, this determination is valid for 30 days from the date of this determination. This was actually dated April 12th, but because we're meeting a little bit early, it's within the same 30 days notice, so we're using the same notice from our last meeting. We anticipate right now the goal is that we will meet again in person in July. We will likely meet on the phone one more time in June, and we hope that July will be the first month where we feel that it will be appropriate to have everyone come back together and for an in-person meeting. And so everyone will announce for sure whether we expect to be able to do that prior to the meeting in July, of course, but so that everybody knows what the current thought process is. And with that, we will take roll call. I'll continue as I have been doing. For those that are on the agenda, I'll read names. I think that's a little easier for us to get through it that way, and then apologies to those calling in, but we'll have you announce your names as well. So starting off with the Title and Escrow Commission, Nancy Franson.
Morning, Chase.
Morning, Nancy. Randy Smart.
I'm here.
Welcome, Randy. Darla Milovich.
I'm here.
Thank you. Allison McCoy.
I'm here.
Thank you. Perry Babilis.
I'm here. Thank you.
With the department staff, Commissioner Pike.
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome, Commissioner. Randy Overstreet.
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome, Randy. Michael Covington.
I'm here.
Reed Stringham.
Present.
Danny Schoenfeld. Steve Gooch.
Yeah, I'm here.
Tracy Klausmeier.
I'm here.
Adam Martin.
Good morning, present.
Eddie Vasquez. Okay. Well, welcome all of you. Thank you for joining us. Those who are calling in as members of the public, we'll give you a moment to announce yourselves for the meeting minutes.
Blake Heiner.
Carol Yamamoto.
Kim Conley Cruz.
Cal Robinson.
Cameron McFadden.
Wayne
Matt Cameron.
I'm sorry, Wayne, please go first, Wayne.
Wade Taylor.
Nathan Sprague.
Hey, this is Steve.
Okay, anyone else?
This is Steve. I think I heard Matt Wright, and is that correct?
Yes, thanks, Steve.
Awesome.
Okay, is there anyone else on the line that has just joined? Okay. And Wade, my apologies. I thought I heard Wayne, so I'm sorry. I'm still learning everybody's voice over the phones, even though it's been a year. No problem. With that, we will move on to adopt the minutes of the previous meeting. So to the members of the commission, I hope we all had a chance to review prior to the meeting. I'd like to ask if there are any noted corrections or any changes that should be made, and if not, if we could have a motion to adopt and approve the minutes.
This is Randy, so moved.
Thank you, Randy.
Second.
We have a motion to adopt and approve previous meeting minutes by Randy and seconded by Nancy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And the motion passes. Thank you. We'll move on to concurrence reports. And I will turn the time over to Reed Stringham for licensing.
Thank you. We've got two sets of reports today. The first is the licensing report. I didn't see anything remarkable in it. We have Randy here in case you have any questions, so we'll submit it for the commission's concurrence.
Sorry, say that again, Allison. That was a little hard for me to hear.
No, I just was going to say, this is Allison. I make a motion to concur with the licensing report.
This is Darla. I'll second.
A motion to concur from Allison, seconded by Darla. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes. Thank you. I did notice before we move completely on past that, we have a few notable license renewals, not on the agency side, but on the individual side. I noticed Daryl Back has renewed his license. Howard Allen Carter, David Evans, Jeff Merrill. And I know there are a few that are at 93, 95. They're almost at the 30-year mark. And it's interesting to see how many people we've had in the industry for an amazing career. So congratulations to those of you that are 30 plus years on your renewals. And with that, we'll move on to the continuing education courses. And so I'll turn the time over to Michael Covington.
Good morning, everyone. Things are rolling along like usual. I have a new CE provider that you'll notice in April, which is Truly Title, with Mike Smith is the contact person. I think he moved over from another title company. Unless it's a different Mike Smith, but I believe it's the same one. And so, other than that, all is well.
I'm sorry. I didn't quite follow the first part of that. You said that was the only issue you're working with is that there was one submitted in the middle of him moving into a new agency. Is that what I understood?
Not really an issue, just that we started, there's a new CE provider that this Truly Title that you'll see for April, they are a new CE provider. And
okay.
Mike Smith is the contact person. And I think correct that Mike Smith used to be with all of a sudden my brain is.
It's okay.
What? Yeah.
There've been one or two agencies, but that's all right.
Right.
Okay, and that makes sense that because yes, they've submitted quite a list.
Right. I think Mike used to be with U.S. Title.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear there's no issues. I'm glad to hear that we're still getting courses approved. I will say, looking at, I guess comparing it to previous months, maybe it is still the same. In my head, I was just noticing that there were only one, two, four providers that had submitted, but that's actually keeping with the way that it has been in March or February. I don't think I realized that beforehand.
Sure. Sometimes I'll see quite a few from Old Republic, and when ULTA does one of their conferences, then we'll see a little bit more.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. Any questions from the commission? And if not, maybe we have a motion to concur.
Hey, Chase, this is Nancy. Thank you, Michael. And I will make a motion to concur with the continuing education report.
I'll second
it. Thank you, Nancy. Randy, did I hear you second?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. So we have a motion to concur with the licensing report from Nancy, seconded by Randy. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? And the motion passes. We will move on now to board duties and responsibilities with Perry, although I don't see anything on the agenda, so I assume there's probably nothing to discuss. Or do you have some reports today, Perry?
Yeah, I don't have anything this month. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We will move on then to the updates on the 2021 goals. Darla reported to me prior to the meeting that there's nothing new to report for the Real Estate Commission. And so, Nancy, we'll turn the time over to you to report on anything that you feel that we need to be aware of from the ULTA side of things.
Thank you, Chase. Like Darla, I have not met with the ULTA since our last meeting because last month the Title and Escrow Commission met later in the month.
I'm sorry to jump in on you, Nancy. We just had somebody who had some really loud background noise, almost like a vacuum. If you could please mute your microphone if there's any noise in the background. I think you hit star 6 to mute yourself. And if we could, let's just go ahead and have everybody do that because I'm not sure who it is. We'll have everyone except for Nancy and I mute at the moment. Folks, I'm sorry, but we're still getting such loud feedback that we can't hear each other. Please, everyone, choose to mute your phone. Thank you. It's gone now. So whoever that was, appreciate it very much. Nancy, please continue.
I was just saying, like Darla, the ULTA has not met since we met last month because we met a little bit later. So I do not have anything new to report. I will be meeting with them at noon today.
Okay.
Chase.
Thank you. Okay. I think unless there's anything from members of the department or the commission or the public that would have anything they want to bring up as a hot topic, we have no other agenda items to cover today. So I'll ask if there's anything that anyone would like to bring up as a question or a hot topic item or a request to have something added for the next agenda.
Randy Overstreet. I have a, I'm not sure if it'd be under hot topics, possibly new business.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I just wanted to state that we will be having a exam review workshop with the testing vendor Prometric. They're tentatively looking at late July, like July 27th or 28th. We're still working through with the department, trying to firm up exactly what date would work best for people from within the department to be able to meet for that as well. But somewhere during the latter part of July or first part of August, they're looking to have the exam review workshop. And there's supposed to be one member of the title commission that, you know, at least one member from the title commission by statute that's supposed to attend that as well. So I just wanted to bring that up by our next meeting, or maybe beforehand, okay, if need be. I can get that, get the exact date. It would be a four-hour review for the title and escrow portion. So it would be on one of the two to three dates that would be selected for the overall review. And that's all.
Okay, thank you. In fact, it's interesting you bring that up today, because I had a thought this morning wondering, I remember that being either an annual or semi-annual thing, and I was wondering when we were going to be hearing about that. So I appreciate it. We'll discuss it next meeting, and
okay.
And I'm happy to attend there on behalf of the commission as needed or if needed. So thank you. Okay, any other items? All right. If not, then I'll ask for a motion to adjourn, and we'll let everyone get on with your day.
This is Allison. So moved.
Thank you, Allison.
This is Darla. I'll second that.
Darla beat you. Okay, we have a motion to adjourn. A motion to adjourn from Allison, seconded by Darla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the motion passes, and we are adjourned. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you all.